From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, four librarians in Connecticut identified themselves as the plaintiffs who challenged an FBI order to produce library records. Until today, the four had been fighting a government gag order that prevents anyone from talking about such demands for records. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Last year, the FBI presented what's known as a national security letter to the Library Connection, a Connecticut nonprofit that provides technical services to 26 libraries statewide. Peter Chase, the Library Connection's vice president, says the FBI demand for records came with a requirement for absolute secrecy.
If I had told you before today that the FBI was requesting library records from us, I could have gone to jail.
Chase went to the ACLU for help. What followed was months of litigation that heated up just as Congress was debating whether to reauthorize the USA Patriot Act, a law that expanded the FBI's power to issue national security letters, or NSLs. Chase says he and his colleagues were frustrated as they listened to that debate because they could not contribute to it.
In my role as chairman of the Intellectual Freedom Committee for the Connecticut Library Association, I received many invitations to speak about the Patriot Act and its effect on librarians, but I could not accept any of them for fear that I would inadvertently reveal something that I wasn't supposed to know that would reveal me as being the actual John Doe.
Even after press reports revealed that the John Doe in court papers was in fact the Library Connection, the Justice Department fought to maintain the gag order. The government finally backed down after the Patriot Act was reauthorized in March, leading to today's announcement. The government has long pointed out that the gag order helps protect innocent people who are being investigated with the help of national security letters. U.S. Attorney Kevin O'Connor of Connecticut says that in most cases, the gag order isn't really needed.
Most people who receive NSLs don't want to disclose it simply because they just prefer that the public not know that somebody came to them for records about a third party.
Under the new Patriot Act, libraries are now virtually exempt from this form of administrative subpoena anyway, and anyone who receives an NSL can challenge it and the gag order in court. But if the government insists the gag order is needed for national security, that would trump any challenge. And by dropping its appeal before this case got to the Supreme Court, the government made sure that the gag order will be available in the vast majority of cases. Leslie Berger is president-elect of the American Library Association. She was hoping a high court ruling would have done away with the nondisclosure requirement once and for all.
We would have prevailed because the perpetual gag attached to administrative subpoenas is unconstitutional and has been declared so time and time again in federal court.
Despite the NSL battle, the FBI remains fond of this tool. Last year, the Bureau issued 9,254 national security letters. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.